To another message from the book of Judges, it seems like tonight that when you look at the book of Judges, you just see confusion, constant confusion. And one of my teachers said 100 years ago, and I'm an old man, see, not quite go back 100 years, but 3/4 of it plus. He said that a lie can get 100 miles before the truth can get its boots on. And that's basically what happened here to Israel over and over and over again. In 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, again it says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses, or because of Moses, in the clouds of the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness." Now these things happened to them as examples. The word there in the original is parables. These are parables for us. For parables for us, that we should not crave evil things as they also crave, and not, do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drank and stood up to play. And that word play there means to fornicate. And let us act immorally as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us try the Lord as some of them did and were destroyed by the serpents. Nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happen to them as a parable, as an example for us today. And they were written for our instruction, upon whom the end of the ages have come. Now let's go back again to the book of Judges and look. Lies, false gods can get 100 miles before the truth can get its boots on. That's just the way it is. Now it says, after Abimelech died. Now Abimelech was a bad boy in Israel. His name means father of the king. And of course we know that his father was a great judge in Israel. And he had 70 brothers, and he went back and killed those 70 brothers so he would have no. And this boy was from, he was from a concubine, not the wife. Now the wife in the Old Testament times, the wives, their children were heirs, but the concubines, their children were not heirs, even though they were sons. They were not heirs. And this one that was not an heir rose up against the heirs and killed them. And then God, he had Shechem stand behind him, and God turned Shechem on him and him on Shechem. And finally, he was killed by a woman. A woman. God used a woman to kill this bad boy. Now, after Abimelech, the father of king, died, that Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, arose to save Israel and lived in Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years, and he died and was buried in Shamar. And after him, Jair, by the way, Jair means enlightened, arose and judged Israel 22 years. And we see all of these men, judging Israel, they're kind of like kings. The word judge there is supposed to mean, in the translation, is what? It is hero and heroines. We had a heroine here in the last chapter where a heroine dropped the rock on Abimelech's head, a stone. And he had 30 sons and rode on 30 donkeys. And they had 30 cities in the land of Gilead. And they have called Havioth Jair to this day. And Jair died and was buried in Kamon. Then the sons of evil did evil again in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. These are demon gods, the Baals, the lords, the demon gods, and the Asheroth, and the gods of Aram, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the sons of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. Thus they forsook the Lord and did not serve Him. Again we have these men that followed God, that led God, Gideon. Gideon was the one that Abimelech, his son, named himself father of the king and killed all of his sons. He had 70 sons. And now we see all of this going downhill, 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 and then it hits the bottom, the sewer. Again, a lie, false gods can get 100 miles before the truth can get its boots on. Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal and the Asherah and the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the Sidon and the sons of Ammon and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook the Lord and did evil and did not serve Him. And the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and He sold them into the hands of the Philistines and said into the hands of Ammon. And they afflicted and they crushed the sons of Israel that year. For 18 years they afflicted all the sons of Israel, 18 years now, in the land of the Amorites. Stubborn, hard-hearted, stiff-necked, dumb people. I heard a little story the other day. It's a story and kind of a proverb. It says, when you're dead, you don't know it. All those around you are weeping. And when you're dumb, it's the same way. All those around you are weeping. And the house of Ephraim and so that Israel was greatly distressed. Then the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, we have sinned against You, for indeed we have forsaken our God and served the Baals. And the Lord said to the sons of Israel, did I not deliver you from the Egyptians and the Amorites and the sons of Ammon and the Philistines? Also when the Sidonians and the Amalekites and the Moabites oppressed you, you cried out to Me and I delivered you from their hands. Yet you have forsaken Me and served other gods, and therefore I will deliver you no more. Wow! Tough love. Terrible love. I will help you no more. Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your distress. And the sons of Israel said to the Lord, we have sinned. Do whatever it seems good to you. Only please deliver us this time. One more time, deliver us. And they put away the foreign gods from among them, and they served the Lord, and He could bear misery of Israel no longer. Then the sons of Ammon were summoned, and they camped in Gilead, and the sons of Israel gathered together, and they camped in Mizpah. And the people and the leaders of Gilead said to one another, who is the man who will begin to fight against the sons of Ammon? He shall become head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Now Jephthah. Jephthah was the son of a whore. Jephthah was the son of a whore. You know, it doesn't matter how you're born into this world. God looks upon you. And God uses each individual. These things are written for our parables. I don't care how bad your circumstances that you're born into in this world. I was born in extreme poverty. Extreme poverty. People don't understand that kind of poverty. Neither does Mexico. No running water, no electricity, no welfare, no subsistence, no food stamps. Lived in a dirt floor shack. And we took care of ourselves anyway, even though we didn't have much. We took care of ourselves. by ourselves, for ourselves. And now I'm got a house, actually two houses. God gave this all to me. I worked hard all of my life. I worked for what all I have. It wasn't given to me. Israel was given all the land of Canaan. God gave them the houses, He gave them the fields, He gave them the orchards, He gave them the farms, He even gave them the cattle in these lands, and they didn't work for it. And they didn't appreciate Him either. Now, Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a valiant warrior. But he was the son of a harlot, the son of a whore. And Gilead was the father of Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons, and when his sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, "You shall not have an inheritance in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman." So Jephthah fled from his brothers and said, and he lived in the land of Tob, and worthless fellows gathered themselves around Jephthah, and they went out with him. And it came about after a while that the sons of Ammon fought against Israel. And it happened when the sons of Ammon fought against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to Jephthah from the land of Tob. And they said to Jephthah, "Come and be our chief, that we may fight against the sons of Ammon." Now, he was a great warrior. Remember that now. He's the son of a whore, rejected by the people, just like Jesus was. And then Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "Did you not hate me and drive me out of my father's house? So why have you come to me now when you are in trouble?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "For this reason we have now returned to you, that you may go with us and fight the sons of Ammon and become head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." The rejected one, is now going to become the leader. Israel rejected her Messiah, but one day they will cry for Him to come and save them. So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you take me back and fight against the sons of Ammon, and the Lord gives them to me, will I become your head?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "The Lord is witness between us. Surely we will do as you have said." Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and chief over them. And Jephthah spoke to all the words before the Lord at Mizpah. We got a hotel over here. It means Mizpah. That means kind of a judgment. It means an oath. Now Jephthah sent messenger to the king of the sons of Ammon, saying, "What is between you and me that we have come here to fight with me against my land?" And the king and the sons of Ammon said to the messenger of Jephthah, "Behold, because Israel took away my land when they came up from Egypt and from the Arnon as far as Jabbok, the brook Jabbok, and the Jordan, and therefore return them peaceably now." Give our lands back to us peaceably now. And Jephthah and messengers again to the king and the sons of Ammon, and they said to him, "Thus saith Jephthah, and Israel did not take away the land of Moab, nor the land of the sons of Ammon. For when they came up from Egypt, and Israel went to the wilderness to the Red Sea and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, 'Please let us pass through your land.' But the king of Edom would not allow it." He wouldn't listen. And they also went to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. So Israel remained in Kadesh. They went through the wilderness and all around the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and it came about the east side of the land of Moab. They camped beyond Arnon. But they did not enter the territory of Moab. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and the king of Heshbon. And Israel said to him, "Please let us pass through your land to our place." But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through the territory, so Sihon gathered all of his people and camped at Jahaz and fought with Israel. And the Lord, the God of Israel, gave Sihon and all his people into the land hand of Israel, and they defeated them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites and the inhabitants of that country. So they possessed the territory, the Amorites, from Arnon as far as Jabbok, and from the wilderness as far as Jordan. Since now the Lord God of Israel drove out the Amorites from before his people Israel, are you then to possess it? Do you possess what Chemosh, your God, gives you to possess? So whatever the Lord God has driven out before us, we will possess it. And now are you any better than Balak and the sons of Zippor, the king of Moab, that did ever strive with Israel and did ever fight against them? While Israel lived in Heshbon and its villages and Aroer and its villages and all the cities that are in the banks of the Arnon 300 years, why did you not recover them within that time? I therefore have not sinned against you, but you are doing me a wrong, making war against me, and may the Lord God judge this day between the sons of Israel and the sons of Ammon. But the king of the sons of Ammon disregarded the message which Jephthah sent to him. Now the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. So then he passed through Gilead and Manasseh, and he passed through Mizpah and Gilead, and from Mizpah to Gilead he went on to the sons of Ammon. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will indeed give the sons of Ammon into my hand, then it shall be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace, the sons of Ammon, it shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering. Boy, this is the big story right here. This is the unusual story. So Jephthah crossed over to the sons of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand. And he struck them with a very great slaughter from Aor to the entrance of Manith. 20 cities as far as Abel Karim, so that the sons of Ammon were subdued before the sons of Israel. And when Jephthah came to his house at Mizpah, behold, his daughter was coming out to meet him with tambourines and with dancing. Now she was his one and only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. A 1,000 sermons had been preached upon this, 10,000 sermons. And it came about that when he saw her, that he tore his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low. You are among those who trouble me, for I have given my word to the Lord, and I cannot take it back. So she said to him, my father, you have given your word to the Lord. Do to me as you have said, since the Lord has avenged you of your enemies and the sons of Ammon, a willing sacrifice. And she said to her father, let this thing be done for me. Let me alone for 2 months, that I might go to the mountains and weep because of my virginity, and I and my companions. Women wanted to become wives. Women wanted to have children. That's what they wanted. Women wanted to have children. Then he said, go, and so he sent her away for 2 months. She left with her companions and wept on the mountains because of her virginity. And it came about at the end of 2 months that she returned to her father, who did to her according to the vow which he had made, and she had no relations with a man. Thus it became a custom in Israel that the dolls of Israel went yearly to commemorate the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, 4 days in the year. 4 days in the year. What happened? Did he really kill her? Did he burn her? Did she become a virgin perpetually? What happened? We don't know everything about it. But the man kind of made a foolish vow, didn't he? God held him to that vow, and that girl was willing to sacrifice. She was willing. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners like you and me. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem us from the curse of the law. This girl is the type of Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son. We look back and we see things in the Old Testament, sometimes it just jars us to our very souls. And this is one of them that has jarred people for many years. Our Father, we send this message out for Your honor, for Your glory. Please, Father, use it to build us up as a parable from Your Word. Help us to follow You, to love You, to honor You, and to teach our children the same, and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Father, thank You for this day, for this moment, to praise and to love You, and to honor You and glorify You. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.